I would love to be on this show, but how can you compete with the awesomeness of the Geek and the Princess, our Brizzy couple who are doing really well? They join us this morning. Hello, Groovers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Now, yes, good.
Chris, Alicia, you're progressing nicely through the show. Quite often we do these chats after someone's been eliminated. This is not an elimination chat. This is merely a hey, how's it hanging chat.
Thank gosh it's not an elimination chat. We don't want to be out yet.
No. It looks like a stack of fun, guys. Now, I mean, obviously there's lots of editing and lots of stuff going on, and sitting back and watching it now, you're going, I remember that. But as you're watching it and as you're a part of it, do you remember it being as much fun as it looks?
I remember it being more fun than it looks, yeah. The show doesn't do it justice to what it was in real life.
Yeah.
It was an absolute blast. Tough, but so much fun.
Do you know what? It would be so hard because you know how some people, when they go traveling and they get really, really tired after like one leg of flying or, you know what I mean? So imagine having to sort of be traveling around and then you have to go and do stuff after that. You know, I drove to the Gold Coast on the weekend. I was tired when I got there. Do you know what I mean? Like then you've got to take it up a gear. Then you've got to try and think straight as well. Like it is the ultimate race, hence the reason why it's called Amazing Race. What made you guys want to actually go on this show?
Chris and I have actually watched it together since we were about 17.
Oh, cool.
So probably 12, 13 years ago, we started watching it together.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, we're quite competitive in our kind of everyday life. So, I mean, when you're a competitive couple, I mean, this is the kind of thing that you're like, oh, you sit there and you watch the telly and you're like, I can do it better than them. I can do it. I can do that. And then, oh, no, we actually have a kid.
And now we have to prove it.
Alicia, can I come to you for a second? The challenge last night during your Roblox was having to escape from a chopper. Upside down, blindfolded, submerged in water.
Yeah.
Now, that's a pretty full-on little thing. Now, when people sit down and explain that to you, saying, oh, hi, Alicia, what we're going to do today is we're going to tuck in a chopper, we're going to sink it, and you've got to get out, but you've got to be blindfolded. Do you go through that process in your head and go, nah, that's probably a bit too much?
I actually am petrified of large bodies of water like the ocean or deep pools. So when we kind of already decided like, okay, Alicia, you're going to do the next roadblock and regardless of what it is, you just have to do it.
Yeah.
And then the second we found out what it was, I actually felt sick. I felt really, really nervous. I was sweaty. I was terrified. And then when we get there, we find out we're blindfolded. Basically, all my nightmares happened at once. It was absolutely terrifying.
But you smashed it, though, and very chookers of you, very Queenslander of you for how brave you actually were.
I mean, I came out and I burst into tears just because I could finally get all the nerves out.
So much adrenaline.
I've cried through the challenges, but she does them.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's brave.
And that's the main thing, right? Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really, really appreciate it. Amazing Race. We wish you nothing but the best and hope you Queenslanders come through.
Thank you. Have a great day.